Hello. Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in the area of Texas. This is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
How many questions you got?
It's about 12 of them.
Hit me. Yes. Real quick.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm kind of moderate.
The options
Democrat.
Are Democrat.
Democrat.
Thank you. Thank you. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Ronald Gutierrez to see which one will take on Red on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature.
Allred. I'll go ahead and say it. Yep, I like him.
Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Roland Gutierrez, do you feel very favorable, somewhat?
Neutral.
Okay.
Don't know.
What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Don't know her.
Okay. What about Nathan Johnson?
Don't know.
Okay. What about Jasmine Simon?
Don't know.
What about Planned Parenthood?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
What about Ron Kirk?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Victoria Criado?
I don't know.
Okay. What about Clay Jenkins?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know either one of them, so I don't have an answer.
Okay, which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which one is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Guns, voting rights, education, abortion, or local control?
Guns.
Guns, okay, thank you. And what is the second most important issue? Voting rights,
education.
Okay, thank you so much. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism and the local Democratic
the
Party?
The first one.
Thing. Okay. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't impact your opinion. Jasmine
doesn't
and her husband.
I don't know her. So I'm going to say it doesn't impact my opinion.
Okay. All of them. Okay. No problem. Thank you.
Well, I think we hit the 12 question mark. How many more you got?
No, we are at 7.
Seven. Okay. Shoot.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022. You don't know her?
Yeah. I don't know her. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Next. And this is the last battery of questions. Next.
Okay.
As you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Okay. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
Doesn't affect my voting.
No. if Democrats are going to stand up against extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows that she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter to you?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg losing records shows she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of the Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer. And there is no reason to believe she's a strong or more viable candidate against the Republicans today. Does that definitely... Okay. What about Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party? She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely vote, probably vote, or it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you.
We done?
No, we have two more. After hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for in Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Oh, don't even want. Let's go with Liz.
Liz, okay, thank you. Lastly, having heard all of this information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for, in your opinion, in a small statement?
Education.
Education?
Yeah. I got to go.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, man. You too, man. Bye.
Bye.